The NCAA has chosen the matchups for its annual championship basketball tournament. 65 teams are in the playoff brackets, and the games begin this week. The highest-seeded teams, by the way, are Illinois, North Carolina, Duke, and Washington. Commentator John Feinstein has been following the selection process and joins us now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Steve.
The head of the selection committee said he had trouble making up his mind about the top seeds.
Yeah, they always say that every year, Steve. But the surprise in the group is Washington, a team that 2 years ago was 10-17. Think about that. Now they're 27-5. Most of us looked at it yesterday, though, because Washington didn't win the regular season title in its conference and thought that the fourth number one seed would be either Oklahoma State, Wake Forest, or Louisville. To show you how much I know about how the committee thinks, Louisville wasn't even a second seed. They're a fourth seed. So the committee and I, as usual, disagree.
Okay. Now, looking at the other end of the bracket here, John, we mentioned 65 teams, not the traditional 64. There's one extra team. What's happening there?
It's called a money grab. It's been going on for 5 years now. When a new conference, the Mountain West, came into existence 5 years ago, that meant there were 31 automatic conference bids. Took away an at-large bid of the 34. But the big conferences didn't want to give up that money for that last at-large bid. So they created this play-in game for two small schools. This year it'll be Oakland and Alabama A&M, who have to go to Dayton. And one of them will lose and not go to a regular conference tournament site. I think it's an absolute sham.
Now, when you mentioned the conference championships, some teams were finding out just this weekend whether they would be likely to be invited to the tournament or not.
Yes, absolutely. It's the old bubble question that comes up every year. And there were two upsets in conference tournaments on Saturday night where Utah, which was going to go no matter what, lost, and Pacific, which was going to go no matter what, lost. And that probably knocked out St. Joseph's. You remember their great run last year when they were 32-2? And maybe Notre Dame or DePaul. They were in the field Saturday night, out of the field on Sunday morning.
Mm. Now, John, we're heading into what is, for some people, the best part of the tournament. In the first couple of rounds, you have unknown teams playing some of the great teams, and every once in a while there seems to be an upset. Somebody gets to the second or even the third round that would never be expected to. What goes into one of those first-round upsets?
Well, I think in this day and age, Steve, it's when these mid-major teams have seniors and experience, because a lot of the big-name teams lose their star players to the NBA early. And the experienced mid-major with so much motivation to pull the upset does it. Last year, for example, it was Manhattan beating Florida. We know about Gonzaga, which has now become a power team, getting to the Sweet 16 3 years in a row. This year, a lot of people are looking at a team like Old Dominion, a number 12 seed, playing Michigan State in the first round. But you're right, there are always these upsets and near upsets. That's what makes this week so much fun.
And we've been talking about men's basketball here, but of course there's a women's basketball tournament as well. Connecticut the favorite there once again.
Well, Connecticut's only a number 3 seed this year, Steve. They lost 7 games, which is unbelievable. They hadn't lost 7 games the last 3 years total while they were winning 3 straight national championships. So they're a third seed. LSU, Michigan State, Tennessee, the other perennial power, North Carolina, the number 1 seeds. But the road to the national championship in women's basketball still goes through Storrs, Connecticut. You know that.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, Steve.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose latest book is his first foray into children's fiction. It's called Last Shot, A Final Four Mystery.